With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a visit to Capitol Hill today for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's expected to face a barrage of questions and criticism from Democrats over recent firings and resignations at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill allowing Texans to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000.
This marks the first bill of its kind in any state. Supporters hail the measure as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being outlawed in Texas. But pro-abortion groups deride the legislation. They call the measure a bounty hunter bill that would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. State lawmakers have sent the measure to Governor Greg Abbott's desk.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Florida's Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latifo says the state will be getting rid of all childhood vaccine mandates, not just COVID, but all vaccination requirements will go. President Trump not giving up on sealing a deal to end the bloodshed in Ukraine, although it does sound like his patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin is wearing thin.
I'm having a conversation with him very shortly, and I'll know pretty much what we're going to be doing. We've taken very strong action, as you know. And in other ways, we've taken very strong action. But I'll be speaking to him over the next few days, and we're going to see.
With who, sir?
I'm going to know exactly what's happening.
Mr. Trump will also be speaking with Ukrainian President Zelensky. European leaders are meeting. They're discussing security guarantees for Ukraine once the war does finally end. The battle against wildfires that have decimated the historic California gold mining town of Chinese Camp continues. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 1 point in the red. This is SRN News. A Florida county embraces the Ten Commandments.
The Collier Board of Commissioners has voted to add the Decalogue to a display of other historical documents at all government buildings. The vote was 4-1. County Commissioner Chris Hall tells the Christian Post, quote, "I thought it was a great idea just to encourage people to bring about the acknowledgement of moral values, virtue, humility, and getting back to what made this country great in the beginning." The displays will include 8 documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents of homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. A pastor who serves as a volunteer coach of the program says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. The program is simple but intense. For 12 weeks, participants run 3 days a week, 2 shorter runs on Tuesdays and Thursdays, followed by a long one on Saturday. SRN News. Well, you might call it an internship of sorts. Unauthorized probably wasn't a very good idea.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after video circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of 2 different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee had been identified. I'm Bill Alexander.
Newsmax has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Fox News. It says Fox has sought to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices that are designed to stifle competition. More details at SRNNews.com.